Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Metroplex. Happy Thursday. Almost to the weekend right here on your home of the NFL. And how about the game tonight, by the way? This is going to be fun. Chargers and Chiefs. Is it a reality test for the Chargers, or are you already in? The spread is. It's in Kansas City.
It doesn't matter with the Chargers. It's a road game for them either way.
True.
I will say Chiefs by 5.5.
Chiefs by 3.5.
3.5 is the spread. So there it is. The respect for the Chargers on the road, 10-3. The Chiefs are 11-2. Just imagine, after all the Kansas City hype and the Pat Mahomes MVP season, and he is going to win the MVP right now, that they're tied on top of the AFC West after tonight. So I think this is a statement game, in my opinion, for the Chargers in Kansas City. Thursday Night Football right here on 105.3 The Fan. Can't wait for that.
Yeah, we got a really good one tonight.
Yes. So yesterday I'm at the Mavs game, or I'm on my way to the game, and I get a text message from my buddy who we all know who really loves baseball, 6:37 p.m. What did you just do for Lance Lynn? Effing insane. And I was like, I missed it. What happened? I'm driving to the game. I'm trying to park. 3 years, $30 million. That is the contract that the Rangers gave Lance Lynn, their new pitcher. I'm at the game, and I'm checking my emails from Roy, and his first sentence is, this is exactly the type of deal that I want the Rangers to make. I love this acquisition of Lance Lynn. So I got one guy whose baseball opinion I respect saying it's absolutely garbage. I got another guy saying this is exactly what the Rangers need to be doing. Before we get to Roy's standpoint, where are you at?
I think the contract number is fine. Like $10 million is nothing. They paid Matt Moore $9 million. Okay. $10 million is nothing.
I sounded like skin there.
he was awful with the Twins last year, and he was actually pretty decent with the Yankees. I know who you're talking about, who sent you that text.
I think he's not looking at it from the Ranger, like the way you and Roy discussed it this morning. It's not a contender move.
Absolutely. No, it is not. 100% it is not. It's the perfect move for this organization in this situation. Lance Lynn is a guy who, over the past five seasons, has basically guaranteed you 160 innings. Last year, he pitched 156. The year before, 186. The year before, 175. 2 years before that, he was in the 200s. That is what you need. That's all you really need.
Yeah. Now, I don't know that he's going to be able to hit those innings anymore. He's a four-inning pitcher now.
I think 160 is a reasonable
But even goal. If he gets 30 starts, if he's at five innings a night, he's only getting 150. You know, like, and if you look at...
Well, he's going to have some nights where he goes seven. Like, you're discounting what ability this guy still has. Look, last season looks terrible. You look at the whole season numbers, you're like, he had a 4.77. He was 10-10. He was awful with the Twins. He had a 4.72 with them. A 5-1 with them for the first half of the season. But you look deeper at the numbers, and FIP is a number I always look at. It's similar to ERA, but it's fielder independent pitching. It's what your ERA would be if you just had average defense. And while with the Twins last year, that number was a 4.72, horrific. With the Yankees in 11 starts, that number was a 2.17. He struck out more than a batter an inning last season all year long. And again, for the number that you give him, as RJ said, three years for $30 million is nothing. This, to me, is the perfect type of deal for the Rangers because it's an investment. If at any point in the next 3 years, Lance Lynn gives you an Andrew Kashner-like first half where he goes red hot, contenders around baseball have shown that at the deadline, They will pay big for guys who are performing at the moment. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. It doesn't matter what they think you're going to do in the future. And if they have an opportunity to acquire a guy who had a strong first half and still has a year or two left on a deal for $10 million, which is nothing, again, it's a great opportunity for the Rangers not only to fill what they need this season, which is innings, but also to potentially get some nice return in a year or two if he surprises you.
The one thing I look at is who else is involved in it. If nobody else wanted him, then, like, what I would not give him a three-year deal. There were a couple, like, Giants were in on him. The Yankees were a – he was a plan B for them. They weren't going to be able to get Jay Happ or something.
ESPN has butchered their Lance Lynn recap. First off, real quick, they have him as 34 years old. I'm going and doing all the homework.
He'll be 32 as of next year.
He's 31.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you go and click on his individual profile, and it takes you to the league standings. So they don't have Lance Lynn's individual profile, and they have his age wrong. So there's your national
I'll make
respect.
A promo out of that.
Yeah. Here's what Baseball Perspectives writes
about.
Why
do we keep acknowledging the four letters? Something credible.
This is what Baseball Perspectives writes about Lance Lynn this offseason. His stuff has not changed since a very successful six-year run with the Cardinals. His velocity was slightly up in 2018. However, career-long struggles against lefties and deteriorating control make it difficult to get through more than five innings. Returning to the NL in a mid-rotation role makes the most sense. And some teams may try to talk him into becoming a full-time reliever. That's another thing to consider. He did this last year, that he can do long relief. He can do that. So for 3-30, it's not a bad deal at all. Like he's an okay pitcher. He's probably the second best pitcher on this team right now behind Mike Minor.
Give me the Rangers rotation right now.
Mike Minor and Lance Lynn.
And don't forget Drew Smyly.
Mike Minor and Lance Lynn. Drew Smyly is the walking over. All right. Drew Smyly
the
and
walking over.
Yeah. Drew
Damn.
Smyly and Wade Miley are the Eilies are the walking over.
Wade Miley
the Eilie brothers are the walking overs. That's what they
that's
are.
That's a Walking Dead promo we need to make. The walking over.
The walking
for
over.
The Eilies. Wow.
But no, I don't think the Lance Lynn deal is all that bad. I mean, I really don't. They change. Now, here's one thing to keep in mind. If you go and look, brooksbaseball.net's a great site. It details just about everything. When he got to New York, they changed his pitching repertoire up. They stopped having him throw his four-seam fastball, and they increased his sinker rate. They basically just flip-flopped the two. One was at like 40% or 50%. One was at like 25%, and they just flip-flopped the two. They took his curveball and basically killed it, but increased his slider rate. So That's that's when he started pitching well. That's something to keep an eye on, how they're going to manage and what they're going to want him to throw as this year progresses.
All right, so Lance Lynn to the Rangers, three-year, $30 million deal on your home of the Rangers.
And a lot of people were saying, oh, I would have rather had Charlie Morton, $15 million a year for 2 years.
Yeah.
No, that's a competitor move. And Charlie Morton for 2 years at $15 million isn't going to help you and probably wasn't going to get you the type of return that you might get if Lance Lynn can put together a nice first half, which he's shown he's done.
Well, hang on. If Charlie Morton has another first half like he had last year, you trade him and you get you're not going to get an A-level prospect for Lance Lynn.
No, I agree with that.
Charlie Morton, if he has a year like now, granted he's older, but if he has a year like he did last year, you get an A-level prospect for him.
No, you're right, but I don't think he's going to have – I mean, he had a career year.
Right, and, you know, like the Astros, like they cheat. And all their pitchers all of a sudden throw 98 with a high spin rate when they get down
there.
Ridiculous
spin rate.
And I guarantee you Charlie Morton doesn't touch 92 this year because he's with the Rays now.
All right. Let's get to around the NFL. Is the NFC East over? Because Carson Wentz is not supposed to play against the Rams all of a sudden. And there are talks from Ian Rappaport's suggestion on the NFL Network that they're going to shut Carson Wentz down for the entire season. So they're shutting him down because of back spasms. Not playing against the Rams on Sunday night. That should be an L against unless Nick Foles gets lucky again. And they're gathering information with the possibility of shutting him down for the year. So that's the latest on Carson Wentz.
You know, this is it's going to get tougher for Philadelphia now to make the postseason, although we've seen them make a run with Nick Foles, obviously.
Yep.
But, man, if I'm the Eagles and I'm in a situation where if I think Carson Wentz, this is now – so he had the knee, obviously. Now he's got a back. Like, what risk do I take with him long term? What risk do I take with him? Do I just kind of shut him down? I mean, what do I see how this week goes? What do I do with it?
I don't know. Here's the thing with Carson Wentz that I always forget. He's 6'5". And Carson Wentz needs to start being smarter. I don't know how the injury took place, but watching Carson Wentz play, he's too reckless running around. He runs around like he's 6'2". All right, he needs to start watching some Roethlisberger tape. Now, Roethlisberger, you could even say,
oh, yeah, he has to definitely.
Has run around a little bit too much in years past or holding on to the football too long. But Carson Wentz, someone needs to show him some RG3 tape and say, yeah, you are much bigger and much heavier, but, yo, you're a big dude, man, and you aren't as agile. And there's a lot of you to hit because Carson Wentz has taken some freaking hits and some punishment over the past 2 years. So you need to start becoming a strictly pocket passer, and you need to become lethal running on third down and slide and get down. But he runs around just a little bit too much. But, yeah, man, you're talking about a record-setting contract that could be coming to a guy who's had two injuries now.
Well, and then if you go beyond that, okay, obviously the ACL last year, in 2016 he had a fracture in his ribs, okay? This happened in August, so he missed the entire preseason. But then if you go back into college, he had some injury issues in college too. Broke a bone in his wrist, in his throwing wrist. Missed 8 weeks in 2015.
I mean, this could wrap up the East right here.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, forget the Washington is, you know, obviously dead. Toast. There's no doubt about it. Now, we've seen the Eagles go on runs with Nick Foles before, but that doesn't mean that you're going to be able to catch lightning in a bottle twice.
Yeah.
Okay, because he is Nick Foles still at the end of the day.
Yes.
But, yeah, this could easily wrap up the East.
So,
and maybe that's why maybe this injury, if they rule him out and they just say, look, you know, we're gonna shut him down for the year, that makes it even more for me unlikely that I would risk any injury like Zach Martin.
Sean Lee
in this game.
I agree with you. I think that's a good point that maybe you use the Carson Wentz injury to relax some of your guys a little bit more against the Colts. Now you know what's gonna happen. They sit Zach Martin and they sit Sean Lee and they end up somehow blowing the division in catastrophic fashion, and the Metroplex is going to have a revolt and they're going to pick it outside of the Star in Frisco. But it's a tough decision. You know, you try to go ahead and lock it up. You risk longer-term injury to your all-world guard up front, or do you sit him out and try to get it done against Tampa or against the Giants or, you know, one of those teams on your schedule instead of Indianapolis on the road. Lamar Jackson is going to remain the star. Oh, by the way, last thing in the NFC East, speaking of the Redskins. So the Mason Foster post was apparently – actually, I'm going to save this for 6:20. I don't have enough time to laugh at this. When y'all hear how the Redskins reacted to a player saying, F this team and F this fan base, you're going to die laughing. Let's get the other headlines out of the way. Lamar Jackson is going to remain the starter with Joe Flacco as the backup.
I was surprised and not surprised by this. Surprised because, you know, Lamar is, I mean, he's kind of gotten banged up a little bit. I mean, the guy's getting injured, or not injured, but banged up in two of his three starts.
Yep.
But, like, they have won the games. And, you know, they're using sort of the Dak philosophy where you're playing the hot hand, even though his performance is not nearly remotely reflective of his record. Like, he's been bad. His QBR, and the QBR counts running, too, is a 39, which for reference is Brock Osweiler.
He's completing basically 55% of his passes.
Yeah, and now his yards per carry is pretty good, right? Okay, he's only averaging 18 inches per carry more than Dak is. So it's not like he's blowing it away. Mm-hmm. And if you take out his 90-yard run, the one run, he's down a full yard per carry.
Yeah.
So, like, he's been a bad quarterback, but they're winning games. And it's weird because, like, you know, Joe Flacco is, we laugh at Joe Flacco, but I mean, from
please don't say what you're about to say, what you wrote in your email. We don't have enough time.
I mean, I was just stating fact,
and I just don't want to get. I want to pretend like this guy doesn't exist anymore. I can't take any more.
I agree. I hate Joe Flacco. I hate Joe Flacco. I think he's terrible, and I think he is. He's worse. I say he's not worse than Eli. He's Eli. He's a bat. He's an Eli Manning. He's a goofy, lanky Eli Manning.
Yeah,
but he's an accomplished quarterback, and he has. You know, his. I mean, look, his postseason numbers are just incredible across the board. It's a tough. He's a legend there. He is.
I don't think he's a legend. Go ahead. Just say this.
Is he not? He's a more accomplished quarterback than Tony.
Well, he's got a Super Bowl. I mean, that's.
Yeah. I mean, and his playoff numbers are terrific.
I mean, I don't think anyone would ever take.
Oh, no, you would not take
Joe over
Tony. No, absolutely not.
Yeah. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.